pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Now, this morning, we have a public hearing scheduled for a name change for in Liberty Township for Hamilton Mason Road. And who will be doing the presentation? Do we have anybody?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, first, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Patrick Hiltman. I live at 8223 Cardinia Court, Liberty Township, Ohio.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to bring this proposal to you. As you can see, that you got the entire township team here, so it's a serious, important matter to us. What we're going to do is try and outline the what, where, why, when, and who as to why we're proposing this and bringing it to you. We, the Liberty Township Board of Trustees, believe that the name change from Hamilton Mason Road to Liberty Way is absolutely crucial for our economic development and creating an identity. It kind of coincides, well, doesn't kind of, it absolutely coincides with the opening of the new Liberty Interchange, which, as you guys know, you've helped us with. It's a $43 million locally funded infrastructure project. And the whole idea is to really create an identity for Liberty off of I-75. In that we're not allowed to put any signage out there indicating you're entering Liberty Township or whatever, the next best thing, or probably the absolute best option, would be to rename that portion of Hamilton Mason Road to Liberty Way. That'll give us the identity off of I-75 and also the identity the developers are looking for the commercial development. And when you really boil it all down, what we're trying to do is add to or augment the efforts of the private development sector here to bring more development to Butler County and specifically Liberty Township. And in doing so, creating this identity and opening up that 600 plus acres with the Liberty Interchange, the name, the identity, the branding, the whole deal kind of falls into play and makes their land much more marketable, we believe. With that, I'm going to turn it over to the next trustee, which
is me.
Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to see you guys. David Kern, 6099 Milliken Road, Liberty Township, Ohio. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to hear our plea here. Lived out there, I've seen remarkable change in the area. Hamilton Mason Road, not too long ago, was a rural, narrow, two-lane farm road. It is no longer that. All the development out there, which you have participated in, as Pat has mentioned, we are so appreciative, have just dramatically changed things. And we feel strongly that the time is now for us to seize this marketing opportunity. During our studies that the township had conducted over the last few years, one of the biggest problems we were made aware of was the lack of community identity. And by going forward with this name change, it will allow us to better market ourselves. We do feel the time is now, and we hope that you concur, and thank you for hearing us.
Thank you.
Again, good morning, gentlemen. Christine Matisick, 6750 Devon Drive, Liberty Township, Ohio. Appreciate the opportunity to kind of explain a little bit about the who when it comes to this particular project and this request that we are asking. You know, kind of like how we do it with all of our developers. We've asked them, when they have a project, to go out and talk with the neighbors and make sure that they understand what's going on. Early in April, we went out to our neighbors, Westchester Township, as well as the property owners and residents and businesses along Hamilton Mason Road that had the address of Hamilton Mason Road between Cincinnati Dayton and Butler Warren Road. In doing this, we did speak with them. We gave them some information, just kind of a summary sheet insofar as everything was all about. And we actually, you know, took kind of, if you want to call it, a poll of, you know, who was interested and who would not be interested. One of the things, and the other thing, too, is when we did have meetings with these, it was, you know, if they were residents of Westchester Township, we asked Westchester Township to be involved in those meetings as well. so that, you know, all parties were involved. We ended up getting some signatures, and from the map that you have in front of you that we've presented, there's a red area. Those are properties where we actually have signed affidavits, so to speak, from the individual saying that they are for this particular change. The pink area is an area where the individuals have indicated they are in support of it. There are a few areas where there are no colors, and those are the individuals that have some concerns. But again, this was after our first attempt at talking with people. We did not go back and try to ask them after they had received the educated and the information that we had. We did not go back to ask them if they had changed their mind or had you know, had any other concerns after that. We, you know, and all. But we did, as you can see on the map, that represents about 388 acres. Of that, 351 acres is in either red or the pink. So that represents 90% of the total acreage in that area. We've been very fortunate that we have had some partners in who have come up, stepped up to the plate to work with us. Particularly Westchester Chamber Alliance has lended a hand to working with some of the businesses in the area and have said that they would help them in their support of some of these changes. We are also working closely with the individuals as they have some concerns and answering any questions that they might have. We've also been working with the post office to make sure that if this, you know, if you all approve this and it comes to being that we have the new name of Liberty Way for this area, that, you know, we can do this with the post office in a very easy fashion. And that. But in summary, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present the road name change proposal to you. We hope we've answered all your questions, and this is an exciting time for Liberty Township. As Pat and Dave have alluded to, we have drastically changed over the years. We are in, I would say, a very new era for Liberty Township in balancing our growth. But we, you know, we're looking to, as this new interchange comes online, to celebrate with Butler County and Liberty Township this new dynamic area of growth and opportunities for our business people as well as our residents in this balance of growth. So we are hoping that you will approve the change to Liberty Way for this small portion of Hamilton Mason Road. So if you have any questions, we'll be glad to answer any. Any questions?
I don't think any at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Who else? Do we have anyone else who wants to speak for? And then we'll go against. We'll do the proponents and then the opponents.
Good morning. George Flynn, 9437 Kemper Grove Lane, 45140. I'm here representing probably one of the largest two property owners that have the most lineal footage on Hamilton Mason Road. My partners are Bob Hudson-Piller and the Miller Valentine Group. I'm also here representing the Giamacolo family that also owns about 43 acres on Hamilton Mason Road. Those two properties, BGB Investments and Giamacolo, represent over 100 acres fronting Hamilton Mason Road. We are a huge proponent of the name change. We feel it's going to help us market the proposed developments that we plan to bring on board over the next several years. And we ask that you make this name change, and we appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak in favor of?
Good morning. I'm Joe Henson, 6732 Allegheny Drive, Westchester Township. I'm also the president and CEO of the Westchester Chamber Alliance, serving Westchester and Liberty Township. So, first of all, I'm honored and very privileged to be here today. I've watched the development from the Chamber of the growth of development of Liberty Township, talking with neighboring areas throughout the region, and have recognized and seen what Liberty Township is doing and the opportunity it has as Liberty Township moves forward. From a business standpoint, if you have an opportunity to get name recognition on one of the heaviest traveled interstates in the country, you jump at that opportunity. And sometimes you only have one chance to get that, as you know. Because Liberty is a township, they're not going to get that opportunity, and I think it's very ingenious to come up with a way that Liberty can be marketed on I-75 both north and south. From an economic development standpoint, locally, regionally, and also nationally, as this area continues to grow and basically is the center of the universe, which we think, between Cincinnati and Dayton, and a major focus for Ohio. This opportunity is something that I think will be an attraction for businesses coming in, recognizing that they are going to be in Liberty Township with the Liberty Way overpass. And this very much goes in line with what Liberty Township is doing today as a township. They're coming up with an identity, they're changing their logo, they're coming of age, if you will. And for us to be able to showcase Liberty on I-75 with this one opportunity, again, I think it's very ingenious and a real opportunity that we don't want to pass up. I myself contacted businesses and did a critical mass study to see what the businesses thought along Hamilton-Mason Road. And the businesses I contacted personally all were in favor of this with a lot of the same reasons I just mentioned here. So we are excited about this. I think it surely goes in line with what we see in the growth and development with what we've seen in Westchester Township, now in Liberty. I've had some opportunities, too, to talk with some of the other communities going north on I-75 between Liberty and Dayton. And there's townships there, as you know, along 75, both in Butler and Warren County. They're watching what's happening in Liberty Township. They're looking at Liberty Township as a model for future opportunities and growth and development for themselves. And so not only have we thought that Liberty has done the right thing at the right time, but there's somebody that others are taking notice of too. So with that said, we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for allowing us today to be able to talk with you, and I hope that you agree with us that this is the time has come, and we want to take care of this opportunity today, because if we don't, Liberty probably won't have this opportunity again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Do we have anyone else who wants to speak in favor of the name change?
Good morning. Ron Porter, Executive Director of the Butler County TID, 1921 Fairgrove Avenue, Hamilton, Ohio. And as you all know, we have a strong interest in the project and the development of the area out there. The TID is administering all of the highway improvements that are occurring in that area along the interstate, Hamilton-Mason and Cox Road. Also, the TID is a property owner out there, and we strongly support the action that Liberty proposes. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Anyone else want to speak in favor? Anyone else want to speak in favor for the record? Okay, we'll go to the opponents. Anyone who wants to speak against the name change? Anyone want to speak against? Seeing none, do we have a motion to close the public hearing?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Tim, do you want to share with the rest of the board?
No, since we can either decide to vote on this today or at the next meeting, since we have a map and know where the beginning and the terminus points are of the road that's being considered here. If you want to make a motion today and approve it, that we can, since the public hearing is closed.
We are confident that everyone along the road has been notified about the possibility, and they've had an ample opportunity to talk to the township trustees, and you had a public hearing also?
Yes.
Was there any opposition at that point? At that?
Who was present, correct. But in case I do not want to speak for him, but we have had subsequent conversations with him and working with through his concerns, but obviously he's more than welcome to come and express those concerns. So.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure everyone had an opportunity.
Yes.
Okay.
Gary, did you have something?
Our office got the tax plat. Our office sent notes to everyone.
Okay.
Thank you. I've moved to accept the name change and do the move.
Okay, we have a motion to consider the name change of Hamilton Mason Road to Liberty Way. Is that correct? And such name change, we believe, is based upon good cause, as it helps the identity and marketing of the area of Liberty. The name change will help the development around that particular area. It's not deemed to be detrimental to any of the development that exists or plans to exist there. Based upon the recommendations of some of the property owners and a number of property owners, as well as the Liberty Township and Liberty Township trustees and their board approving previously, then we have a motion for the name change by Commissioner Furman.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to coming.
Yep. Thank you.
And we're looking for great things out of that area. Not to put any pressure on you.
Yeah. See you, George. See you, Dave. Thanks.
Well, the way they left, it looks like they've been to our meetings before. Okay, Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions to be adopted?
Certainly. First, we have five travel and training to consider, three from Children's Services, one from Water and Sewer, and one from the Auditor's Office. The three from Children's Services is to attend the Children's Bureau Regional Partnership Grant. This is an annual grantee meeting, involve the grant participants and our employees. The attendees and cost are Dr. Kevin Bush, $917, Donna Lang, $917, Anna Manley, $917. From Water and Sewer, Scott Simpson to attend a data analysis training for PDMA electric motor testing and data analysis, Tampa, Florida, June 22nd to 25th, $2,525. The last request is from the Auditor's Office, Roger Reynolds and Mike Tilton, to attend the IAAO Annual International Conference, Louisville, Kentucky, September 13 to 16, cost $2,400. As we move on to appropriations and budget changes. We have five items, all non-general fund items to consider. First, in the probate court legal research fund, a transfer between accounts of $5,000 in order to replace out-of-date computers. Second, in a victim assistance grant, Fund 1021, there's a reclass of between accounts in order to, due to a change in health insurance, of $1,168, $961, and $776. And also in that same fund, an increase in budget of $2,113 in order to match the amount of proceeds to be received for that particular grant. Next, we have an increase in the Dog and Kennel Fund budget by $2,000 for a new grant that was received. Next, item number four, we have a decrease in budget of $17,000 and an increase in budget of $17,000 in order just to correct the coding of a previously approved resolution. And then finally, for the Butler County Airport, we got a transfer between accounts of $8,000 to accommodate contract services and our local match for some of our grants. We move into personnel. We have three personnel items today. First is to accept and place on file the Job and Family Services employee payroll for the period April 25th, 2009 to May 8th, 2009. And the changes in this payroll have all been reconciled back to previously authorized change is approved by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. Next, you have a request to approve a comp time payout for Holly Burns, collecting bargain unit member in Children's Services, in the amount of $1,539.60. Next, you have a request to approve a 3-day suspension in Children's Services for an employee for insubordination. Next, under the Community Block Grant, you're requested to authorize the board president to execute an environmental review documents for funding of the CDBG and home projects in Butler County. Then as we move on to Job and Family Services, Job and Family Services has 15 resolutions, Job and Family Services and Children's Services, 15 resolutions today. 12 of them are amendments to child care contracts as they end the fiscal year June 30. A lot of these contracts have to be adjusted to the as closely to estimate the amount that will be paid out during the fiscal year for Job and Family Services. So what we have here is a first amendment to a contract, a child care contract for KinderCare Learning, increasing the amount by $250,000. Next, we have a child care contract with Fenton YMCA, increasing that contract by $2,900. Next, we have a child care contract with Scholars Educational Academy, increasing that contract $57,900. Next, we have a child care contract with Hickory Dickory Tots, increasing that contract $16,900. Next, we have a child care contract with Lapeet Academy, and that is increase is $107,700. Next, we have a child care contract with KinderCare Learning Center, increasing $34,100. Next, we have a contract with Kingdom Christian Care, increasing $49,000. Next, we have a contract with the Westside Baptist Early Education Center, increasing $27,600. Next, we have a child care contract with the Lakota Family YMCA, increasing $700. Next, we have a child care contract with Trenton Teachable Times Preschool, increasing that contract $2,700. Next, we have a child care contract for YMCA, the Fun Club at Elda Elementary, increasing that contract by $5,200. Next, we have a child care contract with Emmanuel Lutheran Church, increasing that contract $5,900. We also have a request to approve an agreement with the Butler County Regional Transportation Authority for transportation services for the period April 1, 2009 through March 31, 2010, in the amount of $264,000. Next, Children's Services has an amendment for a placement services contract with Specialized Alternatives for Families and Youth of Ohio. The increase is $200,000. Children's Services, in the last resolution in this area, Children's Services request a first amendment to a contract with Fairfield Academy for residential placement service, increasing that contract by $70,000. As we move into Water and Sewer, Water and Sewer has one action for you to consider today, and that is to ratify the actions of the Solid Waste District Coordinator, authorizing commencement of services for billboard advertising by the Solid Waste District. As we move into the Butler County Engineer actually has four items today to consider. First is to receive and refer bids for Sammy and Black Bat coating of various county roads. These bids received were two bids, American Pavements for $1,046,188, and then Stosser Construction for $1,083,878. Next, the engineer requests you to award a contract for Union Center Boulevard widening to John R. Jerkinson in the amount of $1,648,256.65. The engineer also requests you to authorize the purchase of a 2005 Toyota forklift from ProLift Industrial Equipment in the amount of $24,975. Then finally, under the engineer, the engineer requests to advertise for bids for to retrace of various county and township roads, contract number 2009-13. Under miscellaneous, we have one miscellaneous item, and that is to approve a change order for the animal shelter, which calls for the deduction of three equipment pads and a change and relocation, you know, of pavers involved with the driveway and entrance. The total result of the change order is a deduction of $6,368.10. Finally, you have been presented with 50 requests for payments under the then and now certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dalavet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Tim, if you don't mind, with all the amendments to these contracts, you know, the one that from two to increase the $250,000 down to $700, that means that the estimate from the beginning of the contract wasn't correct of how many children were going to be served.
It's always difficult to estimate what these contracts are, Commissioner. If you recall, in the past, they used to come in with very large round numbers to originally establish these contracts. We changed that procedure and indicated that you need to base your contract based upon your previous experience. So they based the original contract on previous experience, and you know, as a result, that basically they're having more child care than what happened in the previous year. You know, in conjunction with this also, I've talked with Jeff Centers at Children's Services, even though this is Job and Family Services. We'll do the same thing for Job and Family Services. And I want to start a quarterly contract review with the commissioner. They bring in and list all their contracts and tell us the status of where they are. And for Children's Services, we'll initiate this June 1st. And then it will continue on each quarter. So you know, we're already aware of some of the experiences that we have and of how we're spending against some of these contracts, either child care or placement in Children's Services case.
But in this case, most of these expire at the end of June? They're on the state fiscal year?
Well, yes. The contracts, I think most of them expire June 30th. That is correct.
Okay.
And they're getting in line right now, so at the last minute they don't have to rush to get some legislation passed in order to get something paid and get it into fiscal year that is ending.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a mad rush at the end of fiscal year to make sure that you all have, you know, everything in place and everything spent, you know, during the period of that you need it spent in.
And the reason, I mean, there's a lot of huge numbers here, but this is all pass through from the state. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's and as we go forward, that's the part of the budget process that things are being cut back. And as I think it's a good idea that we sit down before July 1st, sometime in June, to look at all these contracts and see what because a lot of these facilities are going to be impacted, I would assume.
I don't know what the
people their lives are going to be disrupted. If they have to find daycare for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I don't know what the reduction to daycare is from you know, from the government is yet.
Mm-hmm.
Job and Family Services could probably speak better on that.
Well, you would think that from a stimulus point of view, they wouldn't be cutting that because it keeps people working and in jobs. So
right.
Hopefully they won't be cutting that.
Well, I mean, under that theory, you wouldn't expect any cuts to administrative costs or contracts in these poor economic times. But it's happening in the millions, and we're already have reacted to it, and we're going to have to react more to it as well with our staffing and personnel.
The other thing I just wanted to bring up is Tim, just to thank you for all the hard work and your staff in presenting the budget outline the other night. I know you spent a lot of hours with it, and you've been you know, worrying about it night and day. And I came in this morning and, you know, we talked about the rain and how it wakes you up and you think about the leaks and the, you know, the possible leaks that could affect Butler County facilities. And I find that very admirable that you would wake up and think, oh my gosh, what, you know, what is it doing to our buildings? When most of us are just rolling over and thinking, oh, you know, the rain sounds good on the roof.
Well, we have staff coming in to check that. So yeah. Well, it's not just me. I'm just a worry part.
Yeah. You know, my point
other
is
people that are the doers.
My point is that I want to thank you for all your hard work on behalf of the citizens. And these aren't very good times and tough times as we try to grapple with trying to balance the budget. But your efforts have not gone unnoticed by myself, and I'm sure my colleagues too.
Definitely.
Well, it was a team effort. There's a lot of people that put in time and it's, you know, help do some research on that project. So, thank you.
Mr. Furman, you mean? Mm-hmm. Anyone have anything from the audience? Davis, good to see you. Come back again. You're always welcome. We have a motion to adjourn. Oh no, we're going.
We have Tim. Do we have executive session or? Personnel.
To recess into personnel.
Personnel. Motion to recess into executive session for personnel.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.